This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli to address the nation shortly today. CPN Maoist Center to hold talks with Congress President Deoba on formation of new government. And Indian doctors warn third wave of COVID-19 inevitable. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli is addressing the nation today. Prime Minister's press advisor Surya Thapa said Prime Minister will deliver his address from Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singha Darbar. Meantime, UML Standing Committee meeting scheduled for today has also been put off as Prime Minister is to address the nation this afternoon. UML Office Secretary Sher Bahadur Tamang said the meeting called for 1 p.m. today has been postponed. Radio Nepal will broadcast the Prime Minister's address live. The 208th Bhanu Jayanti is being celebrated today. One of the national luminaries, Bhanu Bhakta Acharya, is considered to be one of the pioneer poets of Nepali literature. Born on Bikram Sambat 1871, Asar 29th, in Chudiramga of Sanahu district, Bhanu Bhakta is best known for having translated the Hindu epic Ramayana in Nepali language. Bhanu Bhakta municipality in Tanahu district have announced a public holiday on the occasion today. Attorney General Ramesh Badal has resigned from the post. Following the formation of new government with the decision of the Supreme Court, the Attorney General submitted his resignation to the President through the Prime Minister today. Appointed as the government's legal advisor on April 25th, he was on the post for 3 months and 21 days. The CPN Maoist Center is to finalize the names of people to participate in the new government only after discussions with the Nepali Congress. According to party spokesperson Narayan Kaji Shrestha, the meeting assigned party chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to hold preliminary discussions about the various aspects related to the operation of the government and the concrete discussion about the formation of the government to constitute the Council of Ministers. Maoists have urged all political parties to move ahead unitedly in favor of the constitution and democracy. The Parbat Baglung section of Mid Hill Highway has been obstructed due to massive landslides of 6 days. The landslide occurred in the area between Armadi and Nayapul of Kusma municipality in the district on July 8 has obstructed the road section. Although efforts are being made to clear the debris and open the road one way, there are boulders impeding the progress and torrential rainfall has hampered the works. The weather is predicted to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the province one, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Kadali Province, and Sudar Pashchim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. An organization of top Indian doctors has warned that a third wave of COVID-19 is inevitable as travel restrictions ease across the country. Photos and videos of tourists flocking to the popular destinations have gone viral in recent days. Videos shows that most of the people are not wearing masks or maintaining social distancing in public places. Daily new cases in India have fallen just over 40,000 in recent weeks, down from the peak of 400,000 in May. More than 50 people have died after a fire broke out in coronavirus isolation ward at a hospital in Iraq. The blaze at the Al Hussein Hospital in the southern city of Nisriya was brought under control late on Monday. The cause of the fire is unclear, but initial reports suggest it began after an oxygen tank exploded. The top U.S. and NATO general in Afghanistan has formally transferred control as the U.S.-led military mission fast approaches its end after 20 years. General Austin Scott Miller stepped down on Monday, days after President Joe Biden said the U.S. military operation would cease by 31st August. Other NATO countries, including UK, have withdrawn nearly all military forces ahead of Mr. Biden's U.S. deadline. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, top stories once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to address the nation shortly today. CPN Maoist Center to hold talks with Congress President Deuba on formation of new government. And top Indian doctors warned third wave of COVID-19 inevitable. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.